You moved to your mother's house. You were out on bond?
Yes, ma'am.
Within 4 days, there was an altercation.
Determining the cause of family dysfunction.
She stood up and lashed at my neck and choked me.
Your aunt was drinking.
She drinks quite often, yes.
You came back to the house and found that the locks were changed.
The police came out, handcuffed, detained me. There was so much chaos going on. She had to go.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Zuli Fox is suing her sister, Alexis Fox, for an assault, a false arrest, and defamation of character.
Order, all rise. Your Honor, this is case number 73 on the calendar in the matter of Fox versus Fox.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Ms. Fox, what I'd like for you to do is to explain to me very simply this family dynamic situation. How are you related to the defendant?
Biologically, I am her aunt. She is the daughter of my oldest sister.
But legally, she's your sister.
I don't think so.
Your adoptive mother also adopted your niece.
I believe she raised her as a daughter, but not adopted.
Not formally?
Correct.
Were you ever formally adopted?
Yes, ma'am. Those records are sealed. We have the same parents.
Okay, so it is your claim that let us call her your niece.
Okay.
Because that makes it simpler for me. Your niece was involved in an assault and had you falsely arrested.
My niece assaulted me.
But had you falsely arrested?
Yes, ma'am.
You were not living in the home for a long time.
4 days.
Your niece lived with your mother.
Forever.
You came home when?
To live March 31st.
And you came home on March 31st with your mother's permission?
Yes, ma'am.
That didn't work out. Your niece still lived there. She's always lived there. How old are you?
I'm 31.
And there was an altercation?
Yes, ma'am, Your Honor.
On what date?
April 4th.
So within 4 days, there was an altercation. Give me your version of the altercation.
On April 4th, while sitting in the presence of my mother and my sister and a dog that was in a cage.
Is this your mother?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I was sitting on the floor talking to the dog in the cage. My mother and my niece were sitting at the kitchen table in arm's reach of me. We were discussing how moving on is important to not get depressed. I brought up a situation that was very near and dear to my niece, having to do with a child that she lost. It died. And she kept the carcass of the child for a few days. And I used that as an example to show her that you have to let it go. When I mentioned the deceased niece or nephew of mine, she went crazy. She told me, shut up talking about, don't you ever talk about my dead child. And I responded, it would have been my niece or my nephew. She stood up while I was on the floor and lashed at my neck with her right arm and choked me. I did not want to fight back. So I let her, and I'm asking my mother to please intervene. My mother didn't. So ultimately, I overpowered her, which I could have the entire time, and I stood up, and it was over. It was the wee hours of the morning, maybe 1 a.m. or 2 a.m.
Had anybody been drinking?
Yes, ma'am.
Who had been drinking? All of us?
Yes, ma'am.
So this conversation about depression and deceased babies all happened while everybody had been drinking.
Had a cocktail.
Well,
not
one
many,
or two in the morning. I'm not saying you were dead drunk. I'm saying everybody was.
Excuse me, Your Honor. I don't drink. I'm a dialysis patient. I don't drink.
So they were drinking?
No. My mother doesn't drink either.
But your aunt was drinking?
She drinks quite often, yes.
Okay, so now it's 1 or 2 in the morning, and?
Once it was de-escalated because I overpowered her, and once I overpowered her, she realized she can't
win. Don't tell me what she realized. You overpowered her.
I walked away. Once it was de-escalated to a point where I could remove myself from the situation,
so you walked
away. I went to bed. When the sun came up, I went to the courthouse 8 a.m. that morning to file a restraining order.
What did you want to happen with the restraining order?
I wanted someone to explain to my niece that it's unacceptable to put your hands on someone.
Did your restraining order ask that she be removed from the house?
No.
Your Honor, I have copies of that information.
May I see it?
Yes, ma'am.
It's right here.
Yeah, on here, she was asking for me to be removed from the house.
That's what I want to see. Oh, you ask that they remove her from the house. And not only that, but you said to the court that she was a danger to your mother. You haven't told me anything about that. Now, she lived in the house. You did not. You were there for 4 days.
Your Honor.
Okay, but the judge rightly denied your request for a protective order.
Yes, ma'am. I have never needed a restraining order, so I did not know what it meant. I just wanted someone to explain to her that you
I don't care what you're telling me now.
They explained
what I'm telling
me.
You.
Yes.
What I'm telling you is you had
removed.
Listen, what I'm telling you now is you said I just wanted her to explain that to them.
Yes.
That's not what you asked for. You had to specifically check boxes of what you were asking for, and you were asking that she be removed from the residence because she presented a danger to you and to your mother. And there was nowhere in here that you said, listen, I'm a recent guest in the house for 4 days. My niece sister lives there with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
We're not getting along. I just want somebody to explain that she can't touch me.
Right.
You ask for her to be removed from the house because you say we all live in the same house. She's a danger to me and to my mother. Let's just understand.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Check those boxes.
All yes, right. ma'am.
All right, so let's not play around. So you went to the house with the police.
Yes, ma'am.
When?
The same day, April 4th.
What did you go for?
Because I was not asked to leave, so that's where I lived. And the police were going to go and serve her with the trial date.
Okay, so the police were going with you just to serve her with the papers to give her the trial date. And
correct. When I did go there, the locks were locked. I could not get in.
So the locks were changed on the house?
I don't know if they were changed. I never had a key. I had
so they were locked?
Correct. I couldn't get in. So I called the police to help me get in. All my belongings and my two chihuahuas, I have pets, were there. And she was a danger to everyone. So I called the police instead of creating a scene. They came back over to help me get in. Because I did live there.
No, you didn't live there.
Well, only for 4 days. Yes, ma'am, Your
no,
Honor.
No, you didn't live there. You didn't live there. You hadn't changed your mailing address.
Yes, I had.
Well, I don't know why you would if you hadn't gotten along with your family, according to you, for a long time.
It's not my family, just my sister.
Well, she lives there.
But my mom told me I could come. It's my mom's house.
That's right.
She invited me.
That's right.
My mom.
That's right.
Okay.
Did she uninvite you?
No.
Did you uninvite her?
At first, when she called me, I told her she could come. After the second day, there was so much chaos going on until she had to go.
Did you tell her that?
Yes.
Before or after this April 4th incident, did you tell her she had to go?
It was before.
What was her response?
I actually have a report from the Sheriff's Department regarding that incident.
You mean on the 5th?
I have one for the 3rd and one for the 4th.
May I see the one for the 3rd?
Yes, ma'am. And the one for the 4th is the day that they told her, you know, she was officially trespassed and told not to come back.
This is the 3rd. This is the day before the incident. Okay. You moved to your mother's house. You were out on bond?
Yes, ma'am. She was the indemnitor.
So she
gave me a place to live.
So when the police told you a day before this happened that you should leave, which they did, because whose son is this?
Alexander is my son.
So you had some sort of an altercation with her son. And Zuli, is that you?
Yes.
Said she did not mean to hurt the juvenile, never assaulted him. She stated she could not leave because she was out on bond. And her bondsman told her she had to stay at the home. So that was a condition of your release, that you had to be in your mother's home.
That my mother agreed to.
That was a condition of your release.
Yes, ma'am.
From jail.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you were removed from your mother's home, they could put you back in jail.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that gives you a reason for trying to get rid of your sister, niece, and her son from the house, because if the police said to you that in order for Zuli to be removed, she would have to speak to a magistrate about possible trespass charge. I further advised her she should contact Integrated Family Solutions for assistance in getting Zuli mental health treatment. That was on the 3rd. And then the 4th, at 1 o'clock in the morning, you were having these other talks.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the assault that you were talking about, that she put her hands on your throat.
Yes, Your Honor.
I'm just trying to figure out what your lawsuit is about for $5,000.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There are 10 million people that watch this program every day.
Right.
Do you want to go through your criminal history? You want to go through when you've been psychiatrically hospitalized? You want to go through all of those things?
I do.
Okay.
I don't
mind.
Go.
And later today,
you settled with the moving company for the damage that they caused to their house for $1,000, and you kept the check. Mm. What do you mean? Mm.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Zulie Fox says her sister attacked her and then had her falsely arrested and defamed her character. Alexis Fox is countersuing for a false restraining order, harassment, slander, and defamation.
Okay, so you weren't treated for anything for this assault, and then they arrested you at some point on the 4th or the 5th?
On the 4th. They didn't arrest me. They detained me.
They detained you.
And took me to
the
hospital.
They detained you because you came back to the house. And what did you do when you came back to the house? You came back to the house and found that the locks were changed.
I called the police. They came over. And they said, no problem, we'll talk to them. They went inside and spoke with whomever. And it says something about narcotic abuse. I don't know what was told to the police. But the police came out, handcuffed, detained me, carried me to the hospital, hoping to admit me on involuntary commitment, which my family has done a lot. But the doctor said, she's not a threat, she's fine, we can't just
hold her. Don't tell me what the doctor said.
And they let me go.
They didn't keep you in the hospital.
Correct.
And
I didn't go to jail either.
And?
I went and got my vehicle from the car and the police.
You got your vehicle from the police?
No.
You said you went and got your vehicle from the car.
I'm sorry, from the house.
You got your car from the house,
yes.
And?
On April 4th, when I went to ask for the restraining order, I did not want anyone to leave. I wanted them to get help.
I don't care what you want. I'm telling you what you asked for.
For help, yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I'm telling you what you asked for in the papers.
Correct.
Could we just get on to, your cause of action has two sources. One, that she assaulted you.
Correct. And the false arrest is where they put me in handcuffs, put me in the car, and took me to what I thought was going to be jail, but
fine.
It was a
hospital. They took you to a hospital.
They
and then you got
go.
Out. And
I went
then,
and got my belongings.
And then you went and got your belongings.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. They were all thrown on the yard.
That's incorrect.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell me?
After I gathered my belongings, I had to stay in a hotel because I had nowhere
that's
else
all,
to
that's
stay.
That's too bad. Okay. Your counterclaim. You have no claim. You have no case.
Okay.
I have a counterclaim. It's a very unfortunate situation. Money owed for false restraining order. That's the one she filed.
Yes, ma'am. I had to actually miss dialysis that day and it wound up in the hospital.
Okay. It was all worked out. It's a sad family tale.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Harassment, slander, defamation of character. How did she defame your character?
Well, with all this paperwork, she's going down to magistrate's office, sheriff's office, filing these papers against me with these false claims, which they see right there.
She's finished with it. She hasn't been back. What?
I did have defamation of character on my suit as well.
It didn't work out.
What about the defamation? She went on
it
Facebook.
Didn't. Oh, she
and
went on Facebook.
And I'm a
no,
bail bondsman.
Just a second.
Okay.
You know, when you have a defamation suit, what happens in a defamation suit is anything about you becomes public information.
Yes, ma'am.
Your arrests,
yes, ma'am.
What they were for, everything about you.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you sure you want to go there where there's probably very little bang for your buck? But if you file a defamation suit, what you're saying is I have a good moral character, I have no trouble, I've never been in trouble before, and she made up lies about me which defamed my good character. That's what a defamation suit is really about. So you want to show me what you did, and then if you do, I'll go into your bad character.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You are so full of it.
No, not
absolutely.
True.
That's exactly what you are.
Could I scam
the insurance company out of $1,000, and then you didn't give the owners of the house the check.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Zulie Fox says her sister attacked her and then had her falsely arrested and defamed her character. Alexis Fox is countersuing for a false restraining order, harassment, slander, and defamation.
Now, you don't want to go there.
Okay.
There are 10 million people that watch this program every day.
Right.
Do you want to go through your criminal history? You want to go through your mental history? You want to go through when you've been psychiatrically hospitalized? You want to go through all of those things?
I do.
Okay.
I don't mind. They're all been lied.
Just a second. I don't know that. If you've been arrested two or three times, what you've been arrested for, all of those facts come out in a defamation suit. Do you understand?
They were all dismissed.
Well, I assume you have that information.
Not
what I'm telling you is the likelihood of you getting any money is zero. Because right now, whatever she wrote about you or whatever you said about her in here that she's a danger to her mother.
She is.
She's been living with her mother her whole life. You were a visitor for 4 days and caused trouble. What I'm telling you is it's a sad situation. It's not a lawsuit.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Inevitably, the truth will come out.
I just want it, you know, for everything to be over with.
We all need help.
Well, I just think it's awful because we're family.
They're my family, so I'll forever think about them and hope they're okay.
Just one day at a time.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Barrett versus Bowdish. Step forward.
Brian and Quinn Barrett are suing Karen Bowdish for damaging the home she sold them during a rent-back period.
Let me see if I understand the facts of this case. Mr. and Mrs. Barrett, you purchased a house from Miss Bowdish.
That's correct, Your Honor.
And you were nice enough when you purchased the house to give her a lease back for a short period of time for her to move.
I believe it was 10 days.
So that was nice of you because, you know, you do an inspection on a house, you look at it right before you close to make sure everything is nice and broom clean, and you let her stay. She looked like a nice lady.
Yes.
Well, when she moved out, her moving company caused some damage to the house.
That's correct.
She no longer owned the house. You sent her a letter indicating what the damages were, correct?
Correct.
And what did you say the damage was?
Oh, this to the siding and to the foundation.
Did he send you a letter?
He did send me a letter, yes.
Do you have a copy of that letter?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to look at it. We're only dealing with siding repair. The siding repair, not dog waste removal or foundation repair. We're talking about $600 that the moving company, let me tell you something. This is not about dog waste removal.
Correct.
This is not about something that your inspector may have missed. This is about siding removal. So let me tell you that I don't want to feel as if I'm dealing with two scammers. I know I'm dealing with one. Do you understand?
Understand, Your Honor.
Great. So if she was a pig and let her dog defecate in the backyard and then didn't clean it up when she moved out, that makes her a scammer and a pig.
That's right.
Because this is what happened. You settled with your moving company for damage to the house for $1,000 and you kept the check.
I offered.
No. You settled with the moving company for the damage that they caused to their house for $1,000, and you kept the check. What do you mean? That's what you did. That's what you said in your answer you did. You said, if I'm a smarter businesswoman and can settle with them for more money, then that extra $400 belongs to me.
Actually, it was to compensate me for the turmoil of this
you
issue.
You are so full of it.
It's not, no, not
absolutely
true.
That's exactly what you are.
After I,
that's
no.
Exactly what you are.
Could
you
I
scam the
you
insurance company out of $1,000 and then you didn't give the owners of the house the check?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now, are they entitled to the check, the whole check? Maybe not. Did you pay to have the waste picked up in the backyard?
No.
Now, did you have some escrow money?
We have money in escrow, Your Honor.
No, I have money in escrow.
No, I understand it's your money. Is it still there?
Yes.
It is, ma'am.
Great.
Honor, there was additional damage that her son hit the side of the house, which is separate from the moving company. We have a text message from information
of that.
Saying that her son hit the house that we weren't aware of that she told us after the fact.
And that's what that estimate is actually for.
For what?
For the damage that her son did to our house.
I'm not redoing your closing. Do you understand? How much money is in escrow?
$1,500, Your Honor.
She already cashed the check for $1,000. That she's going to give back to you. And I would suggest you get the other $1,500 from the escrow. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I think it didn't accurately depict the situation.
She had them getting $1,000 from the insurance company.
I sent someone to the house to have it repaired.
We didn't ask for the house to be damaged, obviously. It definitely was frustrating.
I'm just glad it's over.
Just never rent your property out if you buy a house.